Hey Gratitude Seeker, in this episode I will share with you my experience with the Gratitude Essential Oil and with other essential oils from Young Living, like I promised a few episodes ago. It's an honest review of what worked and what didn't work for me, and I'm sure you'll get a lot out of it. First, like always, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Doesn't it feel amazing? We forget to do these simple things that have such a huge impact in how we feel. Yeah, so firstly, I would love to thank you so much for supporting Thankful Frankie. Thanks to your help, 3,500 copies of Thankful Frankie will be printed, and her Kickstarter campaign actually got not 100%, but actually 116%. I didn't even know that was possible. So thanks again so much for supporting her and for making someone's dream a reality. But now let's get back to our subject for today. As I was telling you last week, I got my order of Gratitude Essential Oil, and I wanted to test it out and to see whether it actually helps with feeling more grateful, with starting the day in a better way. And I was just curious of its effects. I wanted to see if I should recommend it or not, and how it can be integrated into our gratitude practice. So the Gratitude Essential Oil is basically a blend of other oils, and its retail price is €39.66. And the wholesale price is €30.14. Like I was saying, it's a blend, and it contains Balsam Canada, frankincense, coriander, myrrh, ylang ylang, bergamot, Northern Lights Black Spruce, vetiver, and geranium. These are essential oils made from different parts of the plants. Some of them are from roots, some of them are from the flowers, depending on the specific plant. And in the description it says that it's an uplifting aroma of gratitude that invites a feeling of emotional and spiritual progress. So what was my experience? I've tried it out in different ways, like I was saying last week. I took the route of the Germanic aromatherapy school, and I mostly inhaled it in different ways, like directly from the bottle. I've put it on the palms of my hands and I rubbed it to create warmth. And afterwards I've inhaled it. I've put it on my wrists. I've put it on the soles of my feet. And I wanted to see what the effects were. So what I can say is that it definitely helped with my state. I felt better after inhaling it, especially first thing in the morning. Right now, for instance, I am diffusing it and it creates a beautiful atmosphere. But what I can say is that it actually made me feel grateful, like actually connecting me with that feeling. I'm going to continue experimenting, but at this point, I can say that whenever I'm using the Gratitude Essential Oil one way or another, I connect automatically with the feeling of gratitude. To be honest, I really hoped that it will have that exact effect. Whenever I smell it or inhale it one way or another, it will connect me with the feeling of gratitude. To be honest, it doesn't. I had big hopes for this blend because I've tried other blends like Stress Away or Joy that really have the effect that they promise. Like Stress Away really relieves your stress, and Joy really gives you a positive, uplifting feeling. So to be honest, I don't recommend the Gratitude Essential Oil if, like me, you're expecting it to have this direct correlation between the essential oil and the feeling of gratitude. But like I was saying, there are other oils and blends that are just amazing, like lavender, one of the most popular ones. It was actually scientifically proven to reduce anxiety. And for instance, my girlfriend uses it as a perfume. And I don't know if you have the same kind of experience, but for me, I have all kinds of perfumes and they give me a certain feeling when I use them. The only thing is that they have all kinds of chemicals in them, and that's not very good for our skin and for our health in general. But the funny story about my girlfriend using the lavender essential oil as a perfume was the fact that at one point when she was using it, when she got into a cab, the smell was so powerful and beautiful that the driver actually asked her what perfume she was using. Also, peppermint is quite amazing. It's great for supporting digestion, for getting rid of headaches. It's great to be used at the gym. I use it when I want to get energized. For instance, it can be a great alternative for people that are always drinking coffee after lunch because they feel like they're going to sleep otherwise and they would like to drink less coffee for their health. In this case, you just put a drop of essential oil on the palm of your hand and you rub it and you inhale it, and you will see that it's really, really powerful and you feel it deep in your lungs, and it's wonderful. And I'm recommending Young Living's peppermint essential oil because I've tried doing the same thing with a different brand and I started coughing. For me, that's pretty simple. It means that it has chemicals, it has things that are not good for my body, and even though it's more expensive, I think I'm worth the investment and my health is worth the investment. Health is one of those areas in my life where I love to invest because the long-term benefits are really dear to me, like the fact that I'm going to be able to enjoy life more and more of life and more time, more years and more healthy years if I'm taking care of my health and what I eat and what I drink and other things that have to do with how I'm feeling health-wise. And of course, I believe that an important part of our physical health is our emotional health. That's why gratitude is so awesome. Because by supporting the emotional health, we actually support the physical health as well. I truly believe that many of the illnesses, the sicknesses that we have, are very much related to our emotions. And this is where the essential oils are playing an important part in our life. We've been experimenting with them since September, and the wonderful thing that we've realized was that we're feeling better feelings, like more positive feelings more often. And it's easier for us to go towards a positive direction instead of going back into old patterns that led us in a negative downward spiral. And like I was saying, stress away is amazing, peace and calming too. Joy is also very uplifting. Lavender has an amazing smell. DJs is very good for supporting the digestive system. I also love the orange essential oil. This one is really cheap and it's really uplifting. I don't know if it would have the same effect on you, but when I was a child at Christmas, it was the only times when we were able to enjoy oranges. So it was something really, really special. When we were under the communist regime, food was really scarce, and especially these kinds of exotic foods like bananas and oranges. And oranges always remind me of the holidays, of family, warmth, coziness. And I love the fact that we can have a beautiful smelling house without too much of a hassle and without having to inhale all kinds of chemicals. I always loved having air fresheners in the house, but I gave up on them because they were giving me headaches, like literally. And even though it was smelling good, I was feeling bad. But anyhow, these oils are really good and I definitely recommend that you try them. Even if people might have said things about them in the past, I think it's just the way in which the brain tries to protect people from not feeling good enough because they might not be able to afford them. We actually have a saying for this in Romania. It goes something like this: the fox says that the grapes are sour. And she's saying that because she cannot reach them. But anyhow, I invite you to try them out. And this is a great moment to do so because Young Living has its own Black Friday, and you can get the most popular oils with a 20% discount. All you have to do is go to georgianbenta.com/essential, or just click on the link in the description. Choose between a member account or a retail customer account. In the member account, you will receive 24% off retail pricing. If you put an order of more than 50 points, that's about $50, and that will get you the discount for the entire year. So whenever you would like to order again, you would still get the 24% off the retail price. And if you put in the oils that I've mentioned, lavender, peppermint, peace and calming, stress away, joy, you will easily get those 50 points. And from there on, you can only order, for instance, lavender essential oil or whatever you liked, and you'll still get the 24% off. Of course, since it's Black Friday, you will get, on top of that, you will get 20% more on a huge list of 50 popular essential oils that you'll find in the description. I don't want to list them all because it would just bore you. But some of them are the ones that I've mentioned. Also Christmas Spirit, Clove, Frankincense, Patchouli, Abundance, Thieves, Panaway, and many, many others. After you've chosen the type of account that you want, you select your country and your language, and you hit Continue. A pop-up will open and you will have to click Continue once again. You can either choose from one of the starter kits, or you can just click Next. Afterwards, like with any other e-commerce platform, you need to put in your information, hit Agree and Continue. And once you're done with your account, you can either choose a quick order or essential rewards, which means that you can put an automatic order each month at a certain date. We are using this and we are getting orders from friends and family too. And whenever we put an order, we ask them whether they want something or not. You look for the essential oils that you've chosen. It's especially important to see if they have a D at the end of their code. The D comes from discount. And by the end of the day, they process your order. And finally, in a few days, depending on where you live, you'll be getting your order and you'll start enjoying the benefits of these amazing essential oils. I realize that it can be quite complicated. So if you want to order some for yourself, for friends, or for family, contact me and feel free to ask any questions. I would love to walk you through and help you out with this. And even if you're skeptical, try them out, trust me. They have the power to change your life, as it did for so, so many people. Thank you so much for listening. Like I was saying, the link is georgianbenta.com/essential, or you can also find it in the description of this episode, along with my email address in case you need any kind of assistance. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude. Thank you.